still at war with MOVE, parole hearings. For members of the MOVE organization, especially those who survived the August 8, 1978 police attack on their home in Powhatan Village in West Philadelphia, the system is always at war with them. In August of 78, that war was waged with hundreds, indeed thousands of bullets fired into a home with men, women, and children. It was waged with water cannons, which flooded their home. It was waged with the weapons of law, with biased judges and ambitious DAs, and with unprecedented and unjust prison sentences of 30 to 100 years. Today, it is being waged by parole agencies, who are government officials using rubber stamps to go through the motions of parole hearings, hearings where no one hears. Under the usual protocols, if a prisoner has no major misconducts for several years prior to his or her minimum sentence, they are presumed to have earned parole. Indeed, some prisoners get what's called pre-release, or are released to the community center or halfway house, pending the passage of their minimum and then parole. I said usual. But when it comes to MOVE, there is no usual. New protocols, new procedures, new regulations are placed on the table, new ways of saying no, because they're MOVE, because of their beliefs. Today, the 8 surviving MOVE members have spent almost 34 years in prison, 4 years over their minimum. The women are honor prisoners and have been recommended by the prison staff members for parole. They've been denied several times. Similarly, if the men weren't MOVE members, they've been gone years ago. It's high time this long war came to an end. 34 years for a bogus, trumped-up third-degree murder is 34 years too much. Contact the MOVE organization. Let's bring our brothers and sisters home where they belong. From Imprisoned Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.